But to answer your question, I am actually coming back in September to do some research. There is a place in the ancient traditions that says there's a place in County Limerick in Ireland called Cathair Isa, which means the chair of Jesus. And we've been searching for this for years. And we just found out about some information that in the 1920s, that the teachers in the schools had a project, and they got all the children to go home and talk to their grandparents and bring in the ancient stories, the oral tradition stories that were brought down by, handed down. And so there is, now it's all on microfiche, and it's in the National Gallery in Dublin. And we've just found out that we believe that the place that is known as Cathair Isa is in, just outside of Kilmallock in County Limerick. And so in August, I am going there with a lady who has done a lot of research for me into this, and we're going to see if we can find it.
Oh, wonderful.
And so she's been the one looking through all the microfiche stuff. And so we're going to go and see if we find that. If we find that, it'll be kind of a major breakthrough. So that's the only research I'm doing at the moment. So anyway, Wesak. Wesak is an amazing time of the year. It is in the new zodiac. We've had last month, we had in the sign of Aries, we had the awakening, the planting of the new seeds. And so we are now moving forward with the Wesak festival, where we have the Buddha and the energy of the Christ coming together to bless all of humanity. And this is an amazing time. If any of you decide that tonight after the meditation or anything, that you just want to lie down in your bed and just connect into the Gobi Desert, to the amazing place where Wesak takes place, you can have some amazing visions and see some beautiful things. I have had some wonderful experiences just lying down and connecting in with it. And if you're very visual, you could possibly see the whole experience, have this wonderful movie that you watch in your head and feel all of the energies and the blessings that come true from that, from it. And you can see the whole thing of the Buddha up there, and how Lord Maitreya comes out, and the blessing that takes place. It is truly an amazing time. It's a time that you know, opens us up, and it brings together the East and the West, and we have this beautiful spiritual energy that flows down across us. We have the Christ consciousness awakening to taking us to another level of understanding. And so we have that sacred union that takes place within each of us. And so it is a time, and of course next month we will have another festival, and then again in the following month. So we have three major festivals for the three full moons, the three very important festivals of the year taking place right now, and so over the next 3 months. And so it's a time of opening us up to the golden age of harmony, because we're in that age right now of the age of the water bearer, the age of the blessings of the fifth dimension, opening us up to the beautiful temples of light that we are. And we are temples of light. And this is what the Wesak Festival is about, where we're getting a special blessing and we're opening ourselves up to really who we are, the beauty of who we are. And so as each of us look into our own hearts, we just see this absolute beautiful magnificent diamond that we are. and the light that shines out from it. And out of this comes a beautiful golden flame. And this golden flame touches each and every cell in our body. And we feel this energy as it moves through each and every cell of our body. We feel it as it shifts our vibration, lifts us to a higher level of understanding, and we feel the beauty of who we are. Each and every gift and each and every blessing that it brings to our life. And we feel this. And it opens up our heart like a beautiful petal. It opens it up. And we feel this energy as the golden flame moves up to our high heart, awakening us to the beauty of thinking in our heart. And we feel it. And when we think in our heart, everything is right in the world. We feel its energy, we feel its beauty. And everything then emanates out from us, out into the world, bringing forth joy and beauty in our lives and in all of the lives we touch and in every place we travel. And this beautiful golden flame continues on up to our throat chakra, awakening us to the power of the spoken word. And we feel this energy. And this energy as we speak is an energy of love. It is an energy of healing. It is a sound of love. It is a sound of healing that emanates out from us. And we feel it. As we become impeccable with our words, knowing at all times the beauty of which we are. And as we feel this energy emanating out, we feel the beauty of the sound, the beauty of the words, the beauty of the poems that emanate from us. And the golden flame continues on up, up to our third eye, awakening us to the gifts of the Mother, to the beauty of who we are. And as the gifts of the Mother open us up to our telepathy, our clairvoyance, our clairaudience, our psychic abilities, it opens us up to all of the gifts. And we feel these gifts, and we're each blessed by these gifts. As the third eye lets us see a part of ourselves that we have kept hidden. And we look. And we feel our beauty. We see our beauty. We see the beautiful gifts that we have inherited from the Mother. We see our lineage. And we feel it. And the flame continues on up to our crown chakra. And there it opens us up to the cosmos. And we feel the energy of the cosmos. And as we feel the energy of the cosmos, we connect to the blessings of Wesak. We are in the valley, in the Gobi Desert. We are being blessed by the Buddha and by Lord Maitreya. We are being blessed by the Christ consciousness, by the sacred union, and the golden flame connects us to this energy. And we bathe in this energy for a moment, feeling the special blessings that come to us. at this time. We acknowledge them. We give thanks. And the flame continues on up to our 12th chakra, which is about 18 inches above our head. And the 12th chakra is a beautiful diamond, and it reflects the beauty of who we are, all its facets shining. And it emanates out into the world all of the energy of the golden flame, as it reflects the beauty of who we are out into the world. It awakens us to the endless possibilities of who we are. It awakens us to the temples that we are, the temples of light. And from this beautiful point, we move up to the soul star, which is about 8 inches above the 12th chakra. And there we connect with our soul star. And from this point of our soul star, we shoot a golden arrow out into the cosmos, up in to the sun behind the sun, where our Father, Mother, Infinite Spirit dwells. And attached to this arrow is a beautiful golden cord, a golden thread. And we follow this thread. This is our guide, taking us higher and higher, connecting us with Infinite Spirit. Take us on up to the sun behind the sun, where we are welcomed with open arms, where we are blessed, where we can rest in the arms of the Mother Father. We feel ourselves being nourished, being loved, being enlightened. We feel the new energy that glows from us, from within each of us. We feel the blessings. We feel ourselves and see ourselves moving to a new level of understanding, new level of love, of unconditional love. We feel the awakening of the endless possibilities. That is for each of us. And we let go of everything that no longer serves us. And we rest in this light, in the arms of the Mother, feeling her love, feeling her blessings, feeling her joy. And we continue in her arms until we are ready to come back. And when we are ready to come back, we do so into the room where we now are. And so it is.
Okay.